Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Friday, October the 29th. It's National Hermit Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's Book Department. I was looking through the selection the other day, and I found someone's autobiography on solo hiking in California's wine country. It was called I, Hermit, Through the Grapevine. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Tamik, I apologize in advance. Currently 13, which is already our high for the day. It's going to get cooler than that and wetter, and it's going to remain throughout the weekend. But Monday's looking awfully nice. And today we're shouting out to hermits. That is the humans who live in seclusion, not the lady softball club. Right.
Well, National Hermit Day recognizes the hermit in all of us. You know, a hermit is a person who lives to some degree in seclusion from society. You know, no matter how social a person is, everyone needs to take a break from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. And hermits know how to permanently avoid the public. On this day, though, we can simply retreat into our own quiet place, isolated from the rest of the world. So I named our retreat The Hague. We got a pet hermit crab recently and got him a new home. And he calls his new home Michelle. Then I did buy a second hermit crab and put them into the same small tank. But are they now still hermit crabs?
Kind of defeats the purpose, no?
It does. All right, it is time for Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? Can we get away with anything by Herman's Hermits?
No, I didn't choose them. I actually was looking up songs with the word hermit because I was like, God, what would a song with the word hermit sound like? Because it doesn't always have to give you like a positive view, but there is an absolutely beautiful song that I discovered, originally written and performed by Nat King Cole, but the version by Sarah Vaughan is, I don't know. There's some people that were just born to sing, and they were born for us to hear them sing. And Sarah Vaughan is one. I mean, what a voice. Like, just an incredible voice. So the song is called Penthouse Serenade, and it's kind of nice, again, nice leading into the weekend, just kind of breezy song. And it goes, picture a penthouse way up in the sky with hinges on chimneys for stars to go by. A sweet slice of heaven for just you and I when we're alone. From all of society, we'll stay aloof and live in propriety there on the roof. To heavenly hermit, we will be in truth when we're alone. Just such like a, there's a certain writing style that songs that were written in like the 40s and 50s have that it just captures just so much poetry. And it's just a beautiful song. And then she singing that song? Oh, no. Yeah. So just a beautiful song, Penthouse Serenade by Sarah Vaughan. You know what? When I think of Hermit, now I will think of this song. It's just beautiful.
Great way to ease us into the weekend. Perfect, too.
Yeah, a good rain song. You know, thank you, Mark.
I'm sure Rain would love it, too.
Exactly.
It is time for Ventures with Venturo. Hey, Venturo, I've got to say, yesterday's tip, Control J, beautiful. Although we did try it for a few months when he worked with us with mixed results. What's up for the weekend?
Lots to do this weekend, but I have a question for you guys. Can you be a hermit when you have kids, especially a 6-year-old and a tween? Is it possible to be a hermit?
That's what the back shed or garage is for, or the basement.
You know what? It's very, very difficult. And I always hear people complaining about they can't find any time for themselves when they have kids. I remember when I had my kid was a toddler, it was difficult because you couldn't even hide in the washroom, not even the bathroom you could hide in. They would find you anywhere you go, right? So good luck to all those people out there that want to try to live a hermit lifestyle and they have toddlers. Good luck to you. probably have to ship them off to their grandparents or something. All right, so it's Halloween weekend, guys. Lots to do this weekend, right? So I'm pretty sure the kids are going to be going out and trick-or-treating. Are you guys going to be giving out any candies?
No, yeah? Lights off, house dark.
Yeah,
I'm hermiting in the basement.
Yes. Okay, awesome. Yeah, so it was recommended that the kids, when they're trick-or-treating, they should not shout out trick-or-treat. Good luck with that. I don't think that's going to be happening. So, that's not going to stop COVID from spreading if that's what is going to make it spread, because they're going to be shouting on top of their voices, trick-or-treat, right?
Well, I mean, think about it. Like, this was the dumbest advice ever, because the alternative is, give me candy or I'm going to egg your house. Way more verbiage, way more talking, and more chance of COVID spread.
So I'm gonna be out with the kids, following them trick-or-treating, so that should be fun this weekend. And the final thing from me is,
and what are you going out as, by the way?
I'm going out as Venturo.
as opposed to the hermit. Ah, got you.
Wear your AEC shirt and just go out this way.
Yeah, I'm just going out as me. My little one is going out as a mermaid, so good luck. I'll just follow from a distance, right?
Well, I'm gonna pro tip here. Mm-hmm. I would cover up the me, because you don't want to go out like totally in the buff like that, you know.
Yeah. So my final suggestion for the weekend, for those of us folk that are from the Caribbean or from India or from any one of those places that love cricket, the T20 World Cup is on, and there are going to be some good matchups this weekend. So if you're into cricket, check that out. If you're into baseball, you can probably switch over and watch some cricket as well. You might like it. That's it.
Considering cricket could last up to a week, you're probably pretty safe watching baseball in between.
Oh, it's T20, right? So it's
short.
Oh,
that's right. It's short. Yeah, it's only a weekend.
Perfect tie-in, because I've heard a lot of crickets today in our show. All right, it is magical mystery time. It's Friday. Time for Friday's joke of the week.
Well, you know, I didn't want to offend anybody with the jokes. I did reach out to the Hermit Association just to bounce off a couple of options just to make sure. However, the machine said that the association had collapsed. They couldn't get quorum. So I'm just going to plow ahead with a couple of jokes anyway. Did you hear about the family that called their hermit father? This one's going out to Venturo there. They called him the exorcist. You know why? Because every couple of years he'd come down from the mountains and spend the weekend. And remarkably, all their spirits disappeared. Anyway, it was either that or there was the old hermit who lived in a cave who claimed that he could see the future. And ironically enough, he walked a lot, but he didn't have shoes. Ah, and speaking of that, that really wore him down. Didn't have the greatest health and ended up having really bad breath to boot. So they ended up calling him Super Callous Fragile Mystic Plagued with Halitosis.
Oh, God.
To work on that.
Oh, boy. and thus concludes our rough week here on these guys and girls. That's it for us. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends who stuck with us this week. Remember, if you like our show, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. And if you don't like our show, tell your friends anyway and let them decide for themselves. Have a great Friday and a great weekend. We are the Wise Guys and Girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.